If you want my opinion about the podcast, "Calm, the Most Dangerous Place for Women," I think that depend of the context. I think that is a reality in a society, in a places when the education is a luxury, when the opportunities, when the people don't have opportunities to improve their conditions, and that education is poor, and the people don't catch the good behaviors and the culture. I think that there is a guidelines, important guidelines in the culture, because the dominance from the men, it's acceptance, is something good in the society. Even when it happens something about that, the police or the society or the justice looking for events that the first sign there is no guilty from the men, and there have been a lot of cases in when the men on the our freedom, and even the victim or even the woman is in the hospital or is dead. I am agree. Depend of the context. I think in the other context, when the culture or when the education is opportunity for the people, I think that risk or that risk should have been decreasing if the government implant or improve politics about the care the care from the woman and the politicians get a promise about the equity or gender is important for decrease that problem. Yes, I think that, as I see it, I think that the criminals can change, because I am optimistic person, and I think that that person should choose the opportunity, and the government or the society should give that opportunity. It's normal that someone didn't want or don't want to choose that opportunity. In that case, I think that the government shouldn't have to apply some guilty, some punisher, that I think that the government should invite or should invest in that person in a homeworks or in a services to a society, for example, cleaning the streets could be a good a good opportunity to give some good from that person who kill or who make some crime.